Hi there, friends. Hello. I trust you guys are doing great. Happy new week. I hope you had a great church service and everything, right? Welcome to another episode of the Dart Prayer Podcast. This is a place where we decree and declare the plans of God, the promises of God, the word of God for our children and over our children. Okay, so that's what we do here, really, is just look at the word of God. What does it say? What are the promises? I get encouraged when I know that the Bible says that the word of God does not return to him void, right? If it's sent out, it will accomplish. That's what the Bible says. So I'm this mother that's just like, okay, wait. I mean, so I can literally partner with God to shape the destinies and, you know, the future of my children. And not just my children, but children all over the world. Because if we look around today, it is obvious that we need the word of God over our children. This is the time to soak them in the presence of God, in the word of God, in worship. Because we know it's a crazy world out there. And the only thing that will help them survive the times that we're in is the word of God. So that's how we do this. Also did this to encourage any moms or dads, grandpa, grandma, aunt, uncle out there, you know, just to one, keep praying for your children, don't stop. And two, if you ever feel like, oh, I just don't know how to, that's one of the reasons why I'm doing this, is to literally show you that you can take a scripture and begin to decree it over your children's lives and pray into that. And the Bible says that God exalts his word above his name. So the word of God is powerful. The word of God is rich. It is alive. It is active. And the word of God never fails. God never fails. And his word never fails. Everything that we see in the world, everything was created by his word. So we're just coming in partnership with the Lord to create the destinies of our children. But then I have two different things tonight. The first one is that for a few weeks now, it's just kind of, it came to me in one way. I can't remember exactly how. However, the second time it came to me, and for me, like when the Lord is speaking to me, I see or hear about the same things over and over and over and over again. So I'm like, okay, now you got my attention, right? And then sometimes other people or confirmations through other people. And it happened both ways here. So the first time it came to me, I'm not sure exactly what I was thinking. But the second time, I started ruminating on that song by Kerry Job and I think Elevation Music. The Lord bless you and keep you. And he was talking about, you know, may his favor be upon you and 1,000 generations, your family, your children and their children and their children. And I was like, you know, I have always been a believer that my prayers can actually go farther than I can. So the thoughts that I can shape the destinies of not just my children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, but even up to 1,000 generations, is so amazing that I will have a legacy of righteousness, a kingdom legacy, a legacy of people who are filled with the wisdom of God, a legacy of people. I mean, most of them will probably not even meet me. But even to the millionth generation, I'm crazy enough to believe that my prayers can go all the way through everything that comes out of me. So I hope you're crazy enough to believe that with me and to begin to pray for the futures and destiny of even the 1,000th generation. The confirmation to that is I saw a clip from Jackie Hill Perry on Instagram this week, and she was essentially talking about the same thing. She was saying how, what if we can pray? What if? I'm like, girl, in my mind, I'm like, I mean, all we have to do is believe. The Bible says whatever we establish on earth is established in heaven. Whatever we de-establish on earth is de-established in heaven. So we have authority as children of God, and we can use it to pray into the lives of our children and to shape their destinies, right? Wow, that is amazing. And I think we should do it. Okay. All right. The second part of this is, so there's a wonderful pastor I follow in Nigeria. Actually, my very good friend, we went to college together, still really great friends now. And she and her husband are pastors under this pastor now. We listen to their prayer. He does a prayer like every day. It's about an hour. And I want to be honest, we're very faithful. Like when we lived away from Dallas for a year, we did it almost like every day. But now I'm kind of catching up here and there because life happens. But this pastor is so amazing. And there's a scripture that he's always praying with. And every time I hear that scripture, I'm just like, wow. Wow. You know, like when you hear something like, okay. Anyways, maybe it's just me. But I love that. I get that wow because I'm like, okay, now I'm going to dig deeper because I want this for myself and for my children. And it's from Psalm 67, verse 7. It says in the, I believe this is the Amplified version. It says, the Lord, God will bless us and all the ends of the earth shall reverently fear him. God will bless us. Excuse me. And all the ends of the earth shall reverently fear him. So the question that came to my mind is, what sort of a blessing will this be? I mean, how magnanimous will this blessing be that the ends of the earth? Now, when we talk about blessing, it's to be saluted, to be praised, to be congratulated, to be adored, to receive benefits. I mean, right? We're talking about the ends of the earth. So we're talking about countries. We're talking about the world. We're talking about nations. We're talking about fields, wilderness. We're talking about grounds, everything that inhabits the earth. And it's saying to the ends, like infinitum, ad infinitum, like to the ends of the earth. The ends of the earth will, I mean, they will look at us and the blessing of the Lord will make them fear him. Like, I mean, I was like, okay, what are you talking about fear? Like how? And to fear him is to stand in awe of him. So literally, we can be so blessed that people will look at our lives and say, wow, what a God. What an amazing God. To fear, to honor, to respect, to reverence. People can literally look at my family, look at my children, look at our lives, look at our legacy, and say, wow. There is a God and he is worthy. There is a God and I want to know him. There is a God and what a good God to bless these people like this, you know? Another definition of fear him is to cause astonishment and awe, to be held in awe, to be like shocked in a good way, right? It's also a two-edged sword. Some can look at us and be dreadful, like be so afraid or frightened. Well, if you're going to hurt me, and I'm so hidden in God and so blessed by God, you better be frightened, right? Yeah, so double-edged sword right there. But that scripture gripped me. And I was like, the Lord our God will bless us. And the ends of the earth will fear him, will love him, will honor him, will respect him. If we read from the beginning of that chapter, it's just amazing. It's like one thing leading to the other. God is so merciful and gracious to us. His face is shining upon us. And because of that, right, people can look at us and through us, his ways are known upon the earth. His saving power, his deliverances among all the nations. And then people begin to praise God like, wow, this is amazing. Look at them. Look at what the Lord, oh God, you were so good. You were worthy. And the nations are glad and they sing because they see the mark of the Lord. And then, excuse me, they see his mark They revere him. They honor him. They repent, and he begins to shower them as well. So basically, the people see the blessings of God upon our lives. They honor and reverence and love the Lord, turn from their evil ways, and because of the blessings of God upon our lives, they in turn are blessed. So we're basically blessing other people. Wow. I mean, I'm like, this is my scripture forever, because Lord, I am ready, and I have the faith to believe that you will bless us. You will bless our children. You will bless my marriage. You will bless my home. You will bless these children, and the ends of the earth will fear you. And funny thing, the song that is, I'm playing instrumentals by Dappy T Keys on YouTube. I love him. His worship is just so amazing. It leads me right into the presence. And the song that is that he's playing right now is an African, I don't think it's Nigerian, Sonny Badu. And it says, open the floodgates in abundance and cause your rain to fall on us. The rain of his blessings, right? Oh, guys, I'm so blessed to be... God is so good, right? Cause your rain to fall on us, God. All right, so we decree in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you because you are Jehovah show off, right? You're the God that likes to show off in and through your children. We just come to you and we thank you for your goodness. We thank you that you are such a good Father. So we decree in the name of Jesus that your blessing will be upon us, will be upon our children. We decree in the name of Jesus that you will bless us and all the ends of the earth will reverently fear you. We decree in the name of Jesus that you will bless us. You will so bless us, God, that people will see our lives and say, wow, what a good God. What a marvelous God. What a good Father. And they will say, I want that kind of Father. They will see your blessing upon us and they will have you as their Father as well. And their lives will be blessed as well. That the ends of the earth, the ends of the earth will reverently fear you, God. The nations of the earth, the countries of the earth, we decree that they will see your goodness and your hands upon our lives. The fields of the earth, the grounds that we walk upon, Father, will see your blessing upon our lives and will reverently fear you. Lord, we just thank you that you mark us with your blessing. You mark us with your blessing. You mark us with your favor. You mark our lands. You mark our property. You mark our words. You mark our deeds. You mark our careers, Father. We thank you that we are blessed. Our children are blessed. Everything that pertains to us, not by power, not by might, not because we know how to do anything, Father, but just because of the mark of your blessing upon us. Father, we thank you that the earth will see the manifestation of your hands upon our lives, upon our children. Thank you that the earth, God, will witness the ends of the earth, the countries of the world, the nations of the world will be a witness, oh God, to your blessing upon our lives, upon our families, upon our children, Father, upon my children, Father, and their children's children, Father, to the thousand and the millionth generations. Hey, Gabriel, Son of Father, thank you, God, that you give us opportunities to behave, to believe crazily, to believe for things that just seem like, oh, okay. But guess what? We thank you because nothing is impossible with our Abba, Father. Nothing is impossible with Daddy God. We thank you that the harvest of the earth responds to us. We thank you, Jesus, that you keep us satisfied at the banquet of blessings. Your word says that surely goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our lives. We decree and declare that this is our reality, and we are fully aware of it and fully walk in it, Father. We thank you. We decree that the blessings keep coming, and all the earth and the ends of the earth will give you the honor you deserve and be in awe of you. Lord, you are amazing. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Guys, I am so excited over here. I'm like giddy. I am so, oh my gosh, like wow. Yeah. I'm not sure what other thing can give people this much hope. Like this much hope, if not Jesus. And that's an invitation to anyone who has never given their heart to the Lord. I'm telling you, you're missing out. And to be honest, it doesn't mean that life is perfect. I'm just recovering from a terrible, terrible sinus congestion, right? Oh my gosh, guys, it was bad. And that's why I keep like clearing my throat and stuff like that. You know, things happen. But not once was I alone. I prayed and I was healed. So I have the Lord doing life with me actively, and he wants to do that with you too. He already paid the price on the cross, and all you have to do is just say, yes, I accept you. I ask that you forgive me. I acknowledge that I've been a sinner, but I accept you to my heart, and I pray that you will help me turn around. Help me turn a new leaf, right? And help me live for you forever. Life may not be easy at all the time, at all times, but he will always be with you and will carry you through. And that's it. So, God bless you and keep you. Thank you so much for coming to join me to pray. If you know someone that may be struggling to pray, please share this with them, because we're here to uphold and encourage each other. You encourage me the same way I try to encourage you. So God bless you. I love you. And have a wonderful week. Bye.